listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. Parts of the Great Northern Highway have been blocked this morning due to a truck rollover. It happened near the Wonmunna mine site, with the northbound lane currently out of action. Drivers are urged to take caution in the area. Landmark changes to the Family Law Act come into effect today, making it easier and safer for families and their children going through separation. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says it will allow parenting disputes to be resolved based solely on what's in the best interests of the child.
The changes will make what is often a confusing and overly complex system easier to navigate for people going through a challenging period in their lives.
Look up, you might catch a meteor shower this week. The Eta Aquarids meteor shower in peak visibility today, with up to 20 meteors to be spotted per hour. The special sight comes around every May when the Earth moves through the debris left by Halley's Comet. 63 people have died on WA roads this year. The concerning stat comes amid National Road Safety Week. Charles Hayne from the Road Safety Commission says speeding continues to be one of our biggest killers.
Every year in Australia, around 1,200 people are killed and another 40,000 seriously injured on our roads. So National Road Safety Week is a time for us to remember those people and to pledge to drive so others survive.
The search for WA's best steak sanger has returned. Grand Central Tavern and two-year reigning champ Northwest Brewing Co., both contenders for this year's country prize. Voting is open online until May 27, when the top finalists will be announced. In sport, a huge round four in the West Kimberley Footy League at the weekend. The Cable Beach Greenbacks claiming victory over the Broome Bulls 66-54, while Towns proved no match for the Emus 138-26. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.